T-minus 17 minutes and counting.
April 24th, 1990. The Hubble Space Telescope, this is a $4.7 billion piece of state-of-the-art machinery, was launched from the Space Shuttle Discovery.
And liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope, our window on the universe.
Shortly after its launch, operators discovered a flaw in the primary mirror. This is an almost unbelievably precise device that cost about $450 million. But it had an aberration that affected the clarity of the telescope's early images. What NASA noticed was that the Hubble began returning images that were far less clear than they expected. So NASA undertook an investigation and diagnosed the problem with an object that is about 353 miles above the ground. Pause for a second and think about the logistics of trying to understand a problem with an object 353 miles away in orbit. Ultimately, the problem was traced to miscalibrated equipment. Now, when I say miscalibrated equipment, here's what I'm talking about. While the mirror was being ground down during production, the curvature was off by 2.2 microns. How big is 2.2 microns, you might be asking? Well, it's roughly 1/50th the thickness of a human hair. That is absolutely tiny and seemingly insignificant. But the impact of this tiny flaw was tremendous in terms of both the initial usefulness of Hubble, but also from a PR perspective. This tiny aberration, 1/50th the thickness of a human hair, and the fact that the program was already tremendously over budget, made NASA the receiving end of nearly endless jokes for years to come. And this is unfortunate for a number of reasons, including the fact that they were able to fix the problem, and they were able to collect some of the most amazing images of the universe that we've ever collected. But we're not here to talk about astrophotography, nor are we here to talk about the Hubble. We are here to talk about how very small problems can lead to tremendous impacts at a business level, especially in the area of customer service. And we've got just the right guest to deliver those insights.
One, and liftoff.
This is Connection, a podcast that brings you stories and expert opinions from the front lines of the workplace, enabling listeners to reimagine the worlds of employee and customer engagement.
If you have ever doubted that the tiniest customer service problem can have huge consequences, you want to hear from Julian Rio. His focus is providing better quality customer care regardless of the channel that they're using. Julian, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Robert.
Julian, to help us get started here, can you tell us a little bit about the work that you do?
So I'm Julian Rio. I work in marketing EMEA as well as Asia for Rank Central. And basically what I focus on is how do we provide better quality customer care for our customers, regardless of the channel they're using. And I'm working with multiple large enterprises through multiple types of verticals, whether we're talking about telcos with huge volume of incoming messages across multiple channels that they have to deal with on a daily basis, or talking about banks and insurances that need to deal with very specific security sensitive kind of issues, or retailers, utilities, transport, and so on. So I work with all these types of different companies, and they all come up with the same conclusion when it comes to customer care. There is this huge part of customer care, which is what we need to do, what we achieve. And there is this other part that no one sees, which are the missed opportunities that you have in your business that are usually coming from tiny problems. And that's why I like your introduction about the Hubble issue. Tiny issues can actually have huge impacts on your business in general. And that's the cost of missed opportunity.
The idea of categories of missed opportunities felt like territory well worth exploring. When I invited Julian to identify them, he named four. The first missed opportunity is customer abandonment. This is Julian.
You know, when customers are trying to call a hotline and either the holding time on the hotline is too long and you get tired of waiting, or maybe you just get lost with the IVR and you have to call 5-6 times until you find the right path going through that IVR that now works mostly as an obstacle to prevent customers from having whatever response they're looking for. Or maybe you just call a hotline and you are outside working hours and no one is picking up and you have to call on the next day. All this different situation that we have all experienced at least once in our life, if not multiple times, all this represents huge missed opportunities for any business, because instead of getting the customer to express himself and to tell us about his problems, his questions, instead of taking this as an opportunity to satisfy a customer and to turn him into a loyal customer, those are really missed opportunities, because you had the chance to talk with that customer, to fix his problem, to probably turn him into an even better customer, but you missed that chance. And that could have a huge cost on your company. So that would be for the first type of missed opportunities. Now, I said I would have four. The second type of missed opportunity I can see here is about silent customers. Some customers are very vocal. They would either contact you when they are truly unhappy or when they are very happy and they want to let you know about it. But you have so many of your customers that you could qualify as silent customers. And those are people who are just not sharing anything with you, neither good things nor bad things. And those silent customers usually are silent simply because they are not given the right channels to reach out to your brand and start engaging with your company. There is a great story I like about hiking that explains that. If you just imagine yourself, you're hiking, you're walking on that very difficult path, and then you have a backpack, and every problem you encounter in your customer journey would be represented by a brick that you add in your backpack.
Julian explained that ultimately the weight of that metaphorical backpack would become far too heavy to get home. Instead, you'd have to leave it on the side of the metaphorical road and continue without it.
That backpack is your company.
To you, but talking about you. When I asked for an example, Julian cited Twitter. This is a medium where people might be talking about a brand without actually engaging the brand itself.
And if you don't monitor these public channels where people talk about you, then exactly like what happened in your story with Hubble, a small, tiny conversation can turn into a huge bad buzz with a snowball effect that turns multiple loyal customers into potentially detractors after they found out what happened. That is something you can prevent if you monitor efficiently the different public channels that are there, so that you know what people are saying about you, that you can control the communication, you can control the message, you can jump in and prevent a bad buzz from happening, or even not talking about bad buzz, just being able to jump into a conversation and satisfy a customer who's publicly saying that he's not satisfied. Now, if you don't take that opportunity, that's just a huge miss for your business. On the other hand, if you were to take that opportunity, you could create extra sales, you could satisfy customers, and basically improve your business by just managing this kind of things correctly. And then there is the fourth type of missed opportunity, and we can probably all relate to that. I'm sure it happened to you as well, Robert. Before you buy a product online, very often you're first going to go and check reviews from other customers. As a matter of fact, nearly 95% of shoppers today would read an online review before making any purchase. We have studies about this. And that's something natural, right? I'm sure you're doing the same. I'm doing the same, whether I buy my next holidays or whatever product online, I will first check for reviews. Now, if you are not aware of the comments that customers or even non-customers, people are just leaving online about your brand, about your products, if you're not aware of this, if you're not responding to this, you are missing huge opportunities. First, because a customer who is satisfied and giving you a good review would actually love for you to acknowledge the fact that he did a great thing and you should thank him. And if you don't do that, that might have a negative effect on that customer. But it's even more obvious when we are talking about dissatisfied customer who leave just bad comments online. And when you're not responding, the effect on that can be devastating for your company. 7 out of 10 consumers change their opinions about a brand after the company replied to review. So taking the initiative to reply to good comments and bad comments can actually save your online image, and everything that is digital tend to remain on the internet. So it could have an impact for the years to come. That's a huge missed opportunity when you don't look at public comments and when you don't jump in this conversation.
Julian's statement brought something to mind from my own experience. I've only left two negative comments on Yelp, and both were for restaurants. One was a restaurant where I had a very negative experience and got no response. But I went back about a year ago and I couldn't believe how many people had liked my comment. It made me think about the impact that would have had on the business itself. The other story was another negative experience where I left a review and the restaurant actually responded. And that act was actually pretty significant for me. I ended up coming back to the restaurant, giving it another shot, and I had a great experience. But I would not have had that experience had they not commented back. Julian's point really landed with me. It was clear just how impactful the ability to connect in a public forum can be.
And just think about this. This is just one customer. You're just talking about yourself, but you multiply it by the number of customers who leave comments and who would stop being customers of that brand if they were not receiving responses, or on the other hand, who would become loyal customers of that brand or that restaurant or whatever, if they were receiving positive feedback on their comments. So the impact is huge, because you have to multiply your own personal experience to the huge number of customers that this specific brand may have today.
The numbers Julian talked about sounded pretty significant, so I asked him if there was a way of quantifying that impact.
Well, there is no direct, simple way to calculate the impact of the missed opportunities, right? There is no magic algorithm out there that you can just take and apply. Now, that being said, you have to first know your customers. You have to know your business. You have to know what your conversion rates look like. And then you can start to get a good idea of what this missed opportunities might cost your business. The first thing is, you have to look at how many neutral, silent customers you have. That's a very easy thing to do. How many customers do you currently have in your business, and how many of them have never engaged with your brand, neither for positive things nor negative things? What is the percentage of your customers who never engage with your brand on any channel? This is the number of silent customers you have. Now, these silent customers, you're not necessarily dissatisfied, but you know nothing about them. They could be happy, or they could be very much unhappy about your brand. So they could churn from one day to the other, and you have no way of knowing it. You have no way to do anything about it. Just knowing this already gives you a pretty good idea of the impact that this could have on your business. And you have to keep in mind that whenever a customer is dissatisfied, that has a snowball effect, right? There was a recent study from Gartner was saying that 45% of the people who had something positive to say about a company would tell fewer than three other people. On the other hand, 48% of people who had a negative experience would tell more than 10 people. So it means when you have all these customers out there who are silent and you don't try to engage with them, they can turn to any direction and you have no control over it. And if they decide to become negative, then they would probably tell another 10 people. So you can make a quick calculation and see, okay, if only half of my silent customers were to turn the wrong way because I didn't do anything about it, and if they were to tell another 10 people, peers, friends, family, colleagues, what would be the impact on my business tomorrow? And the thing is, the internet keeps track of everything. Whatever bad online reviews you might have today, they will not just hurt your business today. This comment you left a couple of years ago on that specific restaurant saying you were not happy with the service, it still has people who like it today, because the internet just does not forgive. Whatever is online will remain online, and it would have a very long-term painful effect on the company, on your company, and that would potentially negatively impact your sales, if not today, for sure in the long run. And just keep in mind that, once again, nearly 95% of the shoppers would read online reviews before they make a purchase decision. So everything that you leave unsettled on the internet would have an impact for your company. These are all missed opportunities. They are difficult to identify as an exact number, as an exact figure when it comes to the impact of these missed opportunities, but you can have a pretty good idea of how badly that could impact your company just looking at ratios like one dissatisfied person is going to tell another 10 people. What kind of snowball effect could that have on my business?
When Julian talks about how 48% of people who had a negative experience told more than 10 people, that's just telling 10 people. Imagine the additional impact of leaving a negative opinion online happens to be. Think of the story I told earlier. A number of people actually commented on my post or liked it. How many people on top of that actually viewed that, and what was the impact of that on that business over the long run? In continuing the conversation with Julian, I shared another story about how this weekend I was thinking about getting another backpack for hiking. I had the same one for about 10 years and was thinking it was time to upgrade. So I went online and I would read these reviews, then I would get to a review with a really negative comment. It would immediately make me question some of the other comments as well. I mean, it's amazing. You might have 10 or 15 five-star ratings, but you get one and you think, is this true? Which one is the true story, or what is the story of the individuals who are leaving these positive versus negative reviews? How can it be so polarizing? How can you have multiple five-star comments and only one negative comment? And how many people, hundreds, if not thousands of people, read that comment already?
The great thing about comments is if you look at, for example, a platform that any Android user is going to use, Google Play, right? Google Play is where you download apps for your Android, the equivalent of the Play Store for iOS users. There are many people who would actually leave a comment after using an app and give their feedback. I liked it or I did not like it. And if I did not like it, I'm going to tell you why. It was not up to my expectation. It did not work properly. I had compatibility issue. It was slow. It was not working. I'm going to give you my comment. Now, if I just give my comment and no one ever responds, then that's exactly what you say is going to happen, meaning that my comment is going to stay online and tens, if not hundreds of thousands, millions of other people are going to read this comment and probably think twice before downloading the app. And that works for any type of product. Now, if as a company, I would respond to your negative comment and try to understand why that happened to you and try to fix it, instead of having this very bad impact, I will not only try to make you happy again, but I will also show the rest of the potential customers and prospects out there that I'm really trying to get out of my way to really help a customer fix an issue so that, okay, there was a small problem here and the customer was dissatisfied for a certain period of time, but then I really tried to fix it and I have good customer service. I'm trying to offer a great customer experience and I'm going to regain your trust, not only you as a customer, but everyone else reading the review. So that's why it is so important if you don't want to miss so many opportunities to really jump in. Bad comments happen. You can't do anything against it. That happens to any company. It's really a matter of how do I manage it? How do I manage customer expectation and try to make a good thing out of a bad situation?
What kind of strategies then would you say that a business should incorporate in order to essentially get ahead of the way people are interacting online with businesses?
Well, the very first step is, it sounds simple, but that's definitely not a simple thing to do. It's to understand who your customers are, because every company has a different subset of customers. And once you try to understand who your customers are and how they communicate with their peers in their personal life, then you have really the first stone that's going to be the basis of everything you want to build afterwards. So first step, try to understand who your customers are, how they communicate with their peers, what they are expecting from you. Once you have that, then you're going to have to make yourself available and visible on the very channels that you know that your customers are using on a daily basis. If your customers are always using phone solution, then you definitely have to be available on the phone. But nowadays, is that really the main channel for most people out there? I'm sure you, Robert, you probably use Facebook Messenger. Maybe you like SMS. Maybe you like WhatsApp. Maybe you are someone who's using Facebook a lot, or Twitter, or maybe you use email. You have to find out what are your customers using on a daily basis so that you can connect to them, make your brand available to them on this channel so that you no longer have this silent customers I was telling you about earlier that would just not share their feedback because it's inconvenient to them. Once you have that in place, then the next step would be to try to reduce the effort required to get in touch and then to encourage the engagement with your customers. What I mean by that is, even if you are available on multiple channels, but you always make it difficult for your customers to reach out, you know, through the typical example of a long, complex IVR or through very long and complex forms to fill just to send an email to your brand. If the effort to reach out is too much, then customers are just not going to reach out. So you have to try to put yourself in your customer's shoes to try to feel the effort they have to put in to engage with your brand and try to simplify this. The next step is about trying to scan what's happening about your brand. It's no longer just what are my customers telling me directly, but try to see what's happening online, public channels, Twitter, social media, what are people saying about me, and all these review platforms where people leave comments and reviews about your products, about your brand. What are people saying? What are the conversations happening around my brand so that I can jump in, solve problems before they get too big and out of hand? And once you fix all that, and that might take a while to get to that point, you might need to find solutions to make it more automated, more simple, more streamlined. And that happens with software that will help you collect and centralize all reviews, public but private ones as well, bring it all in a single unified platform so that you could have all your customer service representative respond on every possible channel quickly and efficiently so that they have the full 60 degrees picture of what are the problems, what are your customers saying on all channels, what do they want, how do you help them, what is basically happening globally as a brand as well as in every local branch you may have, if you're talking about restaurants, in different restaurants, the different agencies and different local stores and so on. Once you have this in place and you have the culture within the company to be more customer-centric, trying to satisfy your customers, then you're going to have to equip yourself with the right tools to make it happen in an automated way to simplify the processes and try to make your team as productive as possible so that you can leave a positive trace online and offline for your customers.
Julian, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us. To be notified when new episodes are published, sign up through Google Play, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Robert Murphy.
Connection is an original podcast from RingCentral and is available through iTunes or the podcast channel of your choice.